escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is the biggest remaining question about the Browns?
Yeah.
Again, fairly just like, hey, okay, what's left that, you know, to be decided here?
Mm-hmm.
And I what surprised me was not the amount of people that were interested in it, but the amount of responses that I got, which were, if I got seven people to reach out to me, there were five different answers, which I thought was interesting.
Do you have the answers in front of you? Because I instantly agreed with Ashley's assessment of it, which was what happens with Quinshon Judkins. But there is like 12 different places we can take this.
So I don't have them in front of me because that's yesterday's Twitter, and that would be
too far of a scroll back.
I mean, I get so many at Nick Wilson says I on TikTok as well. TikTok, I get so many people
just hounded with your messages.
Really, this goes back to the laziness part of it.
You might need an assistant to keep up with all of these messages.
That's true. Hey, would you like?
Would I like to be your assistant?
Well, because I didn't invite you to the Fantasy League and I'm getting flagged for it.
Is this the makeup?
So I just want you to tell me no on it so that I can move to like another candidate.
I'll be your assistant if you become Mac's assistant. How about that?
I would rather have my toes cut off individually by a gangster.
That's also my answer to your question,
yes.
Too.
Yeah. See? There we go. But I offered.
I do like an offer. I mean, I think that's what, if we're learning anything today, I just like to be offered.
I think you like turning things down.
I do like turning things down, but I also like to be offered to then turn things down.
So it's interesting. Like, I think Quinshon is a great answer, but I think if we ask the question, what's the biggest remaining question about the Browns? I think it really just depends on what vantage point you're looking at for the team. Like, okay, so the quarterback is off the board. Is it? Like, to me, this is adjacent to or related to the quarterback position,
mm-hmm.
but the thing we talked about yesterday, which is, okay, they say they're going to win. They also say they're going to get Dillon Gabriel in here at some point, or at least that's what they're telling the media. Okay, what's the push and pull of that? Like, what are their honest intentions on this? Because your and my definition are slightly different. And I'm gonna go ahead and say, you and I are closer than most people. If we said, what do you think is going to win out to most Browns fans winning or looking at these young quarterbacks, I think we're going to have people to say they think they're going to see Dillon Gabriel week two. And I think you're going to have people say they're going to go 9-8 and we're never going to see a rookie.
I mean, well, that's part of the fun of the question is because there's just so many different areas that we can take this. And even just beyond the quarterbacks. Joe Flacco is part of this equation as well. I mean, mm-hmm. Joe Flacco is the biggest mystery box of all of them.
I think this is my answer. I said, I think the push and pull of winning versus developing the young quarterbacks, I think that's a huge question for people.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's just, is the offensive line going to be healthy enough and functional enough to give you a real chance to upset the apple cart and upset people's expectations? because to me, the entire offensive line rolls on that. And that starts with Joel Bitonio, but Jack Conklin as well in terms of his health. Posick, obviously, we'll figure out about week one.
If there's one part of this team that I legitimately do feel like we've under-talked about and not, and we do this 5 hours every day, we've talked about every part of this team ad nauseum. We really have, but I think it's the offensive line. I think there's a real chance that it could end up being just, like it has been for the past couple years, a bunch of injuries. It turns into a real sore spot on this team, and it derails the team in many ways. And even if you make it through this year 100% healthy and all five end up looking great, well, guess what? Four of them are hitting free agency.
Yeah, and I think specific to this year, I think the only chance to have a chance to win involves that offensive line being healthy and being good.
Which seems like it's almost impossible based off of what we've seen now for three straight years with this offensive line, even going to the end of Bill Callahan when he was here. People mistakenly write the end of his tenureship and him being here as if he was always sunshine and rainbows. We were like the 22nd best offensive line unit in PFF the last year that he was here. It was not always great.
Yeah, I think we gave him a pass on that because he was MacGyver.
Yeah, he was, and he had so many different.
Jerron Christian. Who was the other tackle that we all forgotten his name? Oh my God,
James Hudson.
You're right. We did all forget
Jermaine Ifedi.
No, Hudson was a couple years.
It was Jermaine Ifedi.
There we go. Ifedi, we had that big discussion about last year in the preseason game. It's like, oh well, Ifedi's out there on the line. Are we doing Deshaun Watson a disservice in this preseason game? Ifedi, he's never going to see the field. And then like 5 weeks later, he was seeing the field.
Yeah, and you know what? He did see the field.
And people had a hard time saying his name.
I was going to be like, and you know what? He wasn't too. And then I remember
not
no,
only
he was
did he
too.
See the field, he saw the field extremely early. Yeah. It was like, oh okay. It kind of worked how the quarterback situation has worked recently, where it's the, you're like, there's no way they can use that many guys on the line. And then they end up using that many guys.
Well, but so I think if you want to have a chance to win, the offensive line needs to be healthy and there needs to be continuity. Not just this, though, because I think that's the easy one. Guys, if we want to get an honest look at these quarterbacks, any of them, beyond Joe Flacco, that O-line needs to... I don't see a world in which this offense functions. And I'm talking about like a functional NFL offense, that we don't have a regression to what last year was, unless that offensive line is like top 10, top 12.
I mean, you have enough people that have made Pro Bowls on this offensive line that you could be in that territory if they're all healthy. But even like DeJuan Jones... you know, the one young pup on that offensive line, the one that isn't 30 years old, he's ended back-to-back seasons with injuries.
Well, but think about it. This is a great running offensive line. So run blocking is what I'm trying to say. I got there eventually. It's a little less in pass blocking, but it's definitely functional. But if they're healthy, you're going to be able to run the ball. If you're able to run the ball, I know Kevin Stefanski can scheme up the play action pass, and based off that, if the run's working and the play action pass is working, you got a quarterback that actually do that, and I do think Joe and Dylan are going to be able to do that, and I do think Shador is as well, even though I think he's got to get a little bit better at disguising it. Okay, you've got a functional offense, no matter who your quarterback is. Like that's the it's an absolute like all or nothing proposition, because if your offensive line is the 18th best offensive line of the NFL because of health, age, or anything in between, you aren't running the ball and you're going to pass the ball more, which is going to be problematic, especially if Dylan Gabriel gets in there and all of a sudden his third and twos have become third and sixes.
I mean, I would have to go back years to find out when they even had a top 15 offensive line.
The year was 2022.
Probably. I mean, no, seriously, that's probably the year. Like, it's been a while.
Because they weren't healthy in 2023, even though they were better.
As decorated as this offensive line is, and the players that have been on this offense, the money spent on this offensive line.
I just realized you had talked about 2023, and I was here saying the same damn thing that you had said like 5 minutes ago, because I wasn't putting it in my head that Callahan's last year was 2023.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Math is hard. Time is hard. I'm not a watch. 216-474-0092. I can't do math, but I know it feels longer than however long it's been.
You know what's funny?
For a while.
You know what's funny is that you're going to have a bunch of offensive line injuries because, again, all these guys end up getting injured. DeJuan Jones gets injured all the time. Betonio he's actually healthier than most, if we're being honest, but Teller gets injured all the time. Conklin gets injured all the time. Posick's already injured. You know what's going to happen is around like week 11 or 12, we'll have so many offensive line injuries, and then Shador will be given a chance to start these games, and every Shador fan will just be like, he didn't even give him a chance with these offensive lines. I can hear it now.
What I will say is,
you can hear it now too.
I'm reasonably confident in the interior offensive line health. Like, I actually think Luke Whipler, I actually think this could be a great moment for him. And if Posick becomes the backup, I'll actually take that as a real strong point. I think Tevin Jenkins as your backup to your guards, I think is a real, real strong point. Mm-hmm. I think Cole Strange could end up being a player in this offensive line, even if it takes a minute. It's a tackles to me that scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, I mean, Conklin's always injured, I mean, and DeJuan Jones is always injured as well to end the season.
He's
Jack skinnier
is,
now. So you got a chance. You got a better chance
there. When Jack is healthy,
he's great.
He's really great.
He's awesome. He's just not healthy enough.
And I don't know we can say that about DeJuan. Like, man, I'm seeing a scenario if DeJuan gets hurt, or if for whatever reason he is more of a right tackle and that bears fruit. I see a scenario you got to call Jed Wilson like week 12, and I just am somehow that's going to feel like a relief, and then you're going to watch Jed Wilson.
You can't call Jed Wills. You know how
he'll be healthy though.
You know how you are like
with
Deshaun.
Like Jed Wilson.
You're like you with Deshaun. You're like under no circumstance can you bring Deshaun Watson in a uniform. I'm going to do that with Jed Wills. Under no circumstance can you put Jed Wills in a Browns uniform and say that's okay.
It's going to be like
not at this Luke, point.
It's going to
not
like,
at this point,
it's
Nick. Non-starter.
They just signed him.
Yeah, it was bad.
Non-starter.
It's going to be like Lou
Brown. I can't
Brown.
Watch Jed. I'm not watching Jed Wills play
It's going to be like Lou Brown.
That'll be the breaking
in
point.
In Major League.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, hey, Jedrick, nope. This is Andrew Berry. We'd like to bring you back. All right, I got to think about it. I'm playing Call of Duty right now. I'll get back to you.
I like how Jed phrased it this offseason of like, well, I got to take care of my injuries. It's like, yeah, nobody in the NFL wanted you right now. It's okay. You go get healthy.
And, you know, he does. He has to take care of his injuries. Yeah. And that might take 5 to 10 years to really get where it needs to be. You know that's a possibility, right?
Jed Wills, it's not a possibility.
Are you going to go with KT Leviston?
Yeah.
Logan Brown off the old practice squad.
They signed him, and then like 2 hours later, he was on the Browns practice field. They signed him from Los Angeles, so obviously we just played Los Angeles. But then like 2 hours later, he was on the Browns practice field. He never left, right? Like he never got on the team plane to go home with Los Angeles.
Did McVay give him the old Lane Kiffin?
Like imagine
you'll
how that
be
goes.
Staying. The rest of us are going to Los Angeles, but you're going to stay right
like
here.
He like grabs his sandwich after the game and is like, all right, ready to go. Get on the plane, ready to go. And McVay's like, not so fast, my friend. He does the weak corso. Not so fast, my friend. You're going to be staying. We'll put you up in a hotel. Don't tell anyone for like 3 days. And then all of a sudden when you get traded, you'll just magically be in Berea the day of.
You looked so good on that field. We can't deny you the opportunity to play on that field. eight more times this year.
I love the idea of Andrew Berry actually watching him during that game and then being like, that one. I'm going to get tell him to stay. I want that's the guy.
Not Willie Lampkin. Not anyone else. You get me, KT Leviston. So to me, it's the offensive line. Do you have a... I can't remember if you answered the question because we went
down
the checkerboard.
I'm going to go defensive line. I'm going to surprise some people here. I want to know how good you can be defensively with what is going to be, what is expected to be an absolute behemoth of a defensive line. I want to know, like, defensive line alone, how far that can carry a defense, and in turn, how far that can carry a team.
I kind of like it because I think you might, if one more defensive back gets hurt, they're all of a sudden going to have to carry the defense. Like right now, it's plausible that you've got just enough defensive backs, just enough safeties, just enough corners to have a nice secondary. If Denzel's the corner that goes down, it's all on the defensive line.
Yeah, like we can start to do like almost like a trial, like an NFL trial of how good you can be if you have just a defensive line that wrecks. Like the Eagles, for instance, they're betting this year. They still have Jalen Carter, but they've moved a lot of pieces off that defensive line. They're actually subtracting in an interesting way. And the bet that they're having is that they can lose a little bit here and there because they have so much of a good secondary. I want to know how far you can take just a really elite defensive line in today's football.
216-474-0092. Biggest question remaining for the Cleveland Browns heading into the season. Is it Quinshon Judkins, the O-line? How much of an impact an elite, a maybe historical, a defensive line pass rush can give you. But we've got Pete Futek of College Football News. He's coming back with us on a weekly basis now that college football's back. Where does he give the edge on Ohio State, Texas? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.